Luke 11:46, burdens. I want to talk to you about some strategies on how to get rid of your burdens. In the book of Luke chapter 11, verses 37 through 54, we see Jesus pronouncing woes to the Pharisees and lawyers. Let's look at verses 45 through 46 together. The Bible says, "Then one of the lawyers answered and said to him, 'Teacher, by saying these things, you reproach us also.' And he said, 'Woe to you, lawyers, for you load men with burdens hard to bear, and you yourselves do not touch the burdens with one of your fingers.'" We are living in an interesting time. It's a simple observation to look around you and see people weighted down with burdens. According to the Word of God, it is not for us to carry such burdens ourselves. In fact, the Bible instructs us to lay aside every weight. You can check out Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. The burdens that life throws at us, regardless of what those burdens may be, are not for you and I to carry. Let's look at some various strategies on how to set aside those burdens in your life. First, Jesus says in the book of Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." The first strategy is to go to Jesus. That's what he instructs us to do. To lay our burdens, our yoke, if you will, upon him and put him on us. The second strategy is found in the book of Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. The Bible says, "It shall come to pass in that day that his burden," that's speaking of the enemy's burden, "will be taken away from your shoulder and his yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing oil." Isaiah is telling us, inspired here by God, that the enemy's yoke will be removed from our neck and that yoke will be destroyed because of anointing oil. I encourage you to do a word study on anointing oil. For whatever reason, it is a very powerful tool that the Lord uses. I recommend to you that you start anointing yourself, other people, your pets, and even your possessions with anointing oil. See what happens. The third strategy is to worship the Lord. In the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 20, we see the children of Israel in a horrible predicament. They have the surrounding nations rise up against them. Their very lives were at stake. They had a great problem, a big burden. Let's look at what the Israelites did, and then what the Lord did in verse 22. The Bible says, "Now when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated." When you begin to worship, praise, and sing to the Lord, the burdens of this life begin to melt off of you. That's just the way it is. I see it over and over again, not only in other people's lives, but in my own life as well. Let's activate our faith and really make this message interactive. If you're ready to get rid of your unwanted burdens, then follow the instructions. Start by saying, "Dear Lord, please take my burdens." Now simply hop up and down, catch some air as well, and say, "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I praise you and exalt you." Continue to hop up and down. Keep going until you feel the weights drop off of you and the peace and the presence of the Lord fall upon you. Our walk with God is to be interactive. Will you please repeat after me as we pray together in the name of Jesus? "Dear Lord, I thank you for removing my burdens. Thank you that you are so strong to carry such weight. I no longer want to carry these burdens. Bless you, Lord. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen."